Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The DH, Ken Berry. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins strikes out. Porter drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Coggins out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Grich reaches second base with a double. Coluccio throws the ball in to Garcia, who relays the ball to Money, who tags Grich trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Berry moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger bunts towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bumbrey moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bumbrey scores. Coggins moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Powell moves to third. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Powell scores. Robinson moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson scores. Williams moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Orioles. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bumbry hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Coluccio, who is chasing the ball. Bumbry reaches third base with a triple. Ed Sprague now pitching. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coggins takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Coggins steals second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs strikes out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sprague, and towards Yount, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Coggins. Money reaches second base with a double. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Orioles. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. May reaches second base with a double. Berry moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Orioles. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coggins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter moves to second. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Grich is hit by the pitch. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague throws to second for one, and Yount throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Powell moves to second. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Rich Coggins now playing right field. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Money hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs moves to second. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Daryl Porter. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Sprague covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon pinch hits for Robin Yount. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Money hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Grant Jackson now pitching. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for Dave May. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.